With pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
My back got injured very bad. I was off work for about a year. I heard about Relief Factor from my wife. I took it every day, three times a day for 3 weeks. I looked at her and I said, the pain is gone. And she said, I'm glad it helped. I said, no, you don't understand. It's gone.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3 week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. The Independent Investigations Division of the Maryland Attorney General's Office is reviewing Monday's deadly officer-involved shooting in Baltimore. Police fatally shot a man in the 4600 block of York Road after he allegedly fired shots at officers who were approaching him at around 1:30 yesterday afternoon. Officers then returned fire and struck the man, who was taken to a hospital where he died. Maryland State Police are investigating an alleged hate crime in Frederick. Investigators are asking for the public's help to identify 3 people who assaulted a man on Woodsboro Pike and made derogatory remarks about his sexual orientation overnight Saturday. The victim and a cashier at the convenience store described the suspects to police. All 4 are young men between the ages of 16 and 20. 2 are described as African American, 1 is white, and the 4th is described as Hispanic. Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
May want to bring your umbrella tonight if you're thinking about heading out to Camden Yards as the Birds attempt to start a 3-game set with the Twins. Weather permitting, first pitch at 6:35. Minnesota swept the O's last week. Time after time, Baltimore had chances with Ducks on the pond but couldn't deliver, prompting this comment from manager Brandon Hyde.
Talking about it a lot, and we tried to slow the game down for them and try to put them in situations. Just having a tough time performing in those situations. Lost for a while now.
Birds went 4-for-23 with runners in scoring position in that series, outscored by Minnesota 19-5. The Capitals find themselves now in the eye of the hurricane as Carolina wreaked havoc on them again last night.
Now they have numbers. Here's Carrier with a shot. He scores! That's Walker who gives Carolina a 4-2 advantage.
On their way to a 5-2 win, Kenny Albert with the call on TNT. The Canes now with a 3-1 series lead. Coming up in 30 minutes, post positions announced yesterday for Preakness 150. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey, it's Kim Klasick. When it comes to something as important as your roof, you want a company that's been there and done that. That's Wallace Roofing and Construction. They've been in business for over 90 years and are family-owned. No subcontractors, just quality, trusted workmanship on every job, residential or commercial. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And tell them Kim Klasick sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
At 9:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
It's a slow-moving storm, and that means we've got plenty of rain. Widespread rain and heavy rain at times today. 70 this afternoon. Showers tomorrow, mainly in the morning, and a slight chance of a shower Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
64 degrees in Westminster, 66 in Easton, and 66 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Man, it is a wet, rainy morning if you're in Maryland. Yes, indeed. So don't forget your umbrella or at least a jacket with the hood as you're walking outside. It's crazy, but you know what? It still isn't cold. So I'm still fine. I'm still in a good mood. I hope you guys are getting your morning started off right. Obviously, if you're listening to WCBM, you're doing a great job so far. Don't forget, if you haven't already, go to the App Store, and download the WCBM app. It is free. And that way you can take the show on the go. You can share it with friends and family members. And if you ever miss a show, you have us podcast. Our podcasts are archived on the website. You could also look at Apple. What is it? Apple Podcasts. I always want to say Apple Music. It's Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, and all those other podcast platforms. We are on all of them. First and foremost, I'm going to get into the show plan for sure. But I just wanted to let you know I'm on standby right now to see if we could talk to someone with the Baltimore City Fire Department. I don't know if we can swing this, but hopefully we can, so we can get an update on that massive fire. I will say the 7-alarm fire in West Baltimore. I'm pretty sure you've heard about it already. Unfortunately, it is it's a warehouse, and there are lots of mattresses in this warehouse, and it has been burning since 7 o'clock yesterday. Now, Amtrak services have been restored as of now, but they were restricted beforehand, and now it looks like they're still restricted to one track only. So if we can get someone with the fire department on the line, I will definitely do that so we can get an update. And please, to all of our first responders, to all of our firefighters and everyone involved, please stay safe. Please stay safe out there. And, just looking at the videos, whether it was yesterday or even this morning, I mean, it's just unbelievable just seeing it on the screen. I cannot imagine what it's like at seeing it in person. And just so you know, multiple families have been displaced because of this fire. So we're going to say a prayer for those families as well. I can't imagine what that's like and what they have to deal with today. But I did hear where they were relocating people to shelters and all kinds of places last night. So, again, say a prayer to all involved. Like I said, we'll see if we can get an update there. I did, of course, want to talk about the Sidestep program. You had the guys on Morning Drive just discussing that. I got some sound here from State Attorney Ivan Bates. And I tell you what, I knew this. All right, we already talked about this. Let's be very frank. Let's be very honest. We've already talked about this. We knew that they were fudging the numbers, right? It was very hard and difficult to understand just how they were doing it. But now that we see they have been doing this with DJS, now it makes a little more sense on why they do not want to get rid of DJS Secretary Vincent Schiraldi. Right. This is like a gang of secrets right now. And they all have to trust one another to keep up the charade. So you got Mayor Brandon Scott. You've got Governor Wes Moore. I'll even read you a post from Governor Wes Moore's spokesperson, Carter Elliott, yesterday. And you know what? I like Carter. I like Carter. But I can't believe he posted this same talking point. And you've got all these elected officials that continue to repeat on the left side that crime and violence is down and that juvenile crime is down. Now, when we are here almost every morning, what are we usually talking about? Juvenile crime. Juvenile crime. Yes, you've got some crime, of course, still with adults, but we are talking about minors a lot. And so instead of us believing our own eyes, they wanted us to believe that juvenile crime is down. You had so many people. I mentioned last week, Mr. Betzel, my friend with the Baltimore City GOP club. He even noted. He said, "How would you know, Mr. Governor?" Because he was talking to Wes Moore on social media. How would you even know the exact numbers when it comes to juvenile crime if all of their records are sealed? How would you know? You wouldn't know. You would not know. And that's another way that they were able to keep this secret from the public. So we're going to talk about that to start the show. Also, when you're looking at our younger students in the Baltimore region, not sure if you heard about this, but a six-year-old was able to leave an after-school program, just up and walked out of it. We'll talk about that. And then, of course, we did mention this yesterday, the prescription drug EO that was signed by President Trump yesterday. I do have some sound on that for both President Trump and RFK Jr. We also mentioned that David Hogg, he was the DNC vice chair. We mentioned that he was calling some of his colleagues old. And wouldn't you know it, there's some repercussions. There are some consequences for David Hogg. You know what's so crazy about this? Real quick. Whenever you point out that somebody is old, and I don't know if this, you know, is within all, you know, different arenas and industries, but when it comes to politics, when you say someone is old, the offense that they take from it is beyond belief. Meanwhile, when we're talking about old, we're talking past retirement age, okay? I'm talking Mitch McConnell. I'm talking Congressman Quaisi Infume. I'm talking Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi. I'm talking Chuck Schumer. You know, and these individuals, if they were in any other, like, private sector, what have you, they would already have been retired, okay? And you could call them old to their face, and it'd be fine. But God forbid you call someone in politics old. And I look at this and I'm like, why aren't we treating politics just like, you know, when it comes to the private sector and retirement age? Why are we not doing that? Because you want to sit there and rake in all this money behind the scenes and you want so much power? I'm sorry, but you're old. I can't believe I'm saying this. I agree with David Hogg. I agree with him. You should be able to point it out. There are many people, we talk about term limits often, there are many people that need to be term limited. There's many people that need to resign. Mitch McConnell, what did it take for him to finally let go? A broken hip, shattered clavicle, right? A knee brace. It's just like, when are you going to give it up? You're having a hard time getting around. Look at what happened with Joe Biden, for crying out loud. And I don't even think Joe Biden is that old. But some people, I mean, are with it longer than others. He clearly wasn't with it. And so, you know, you can't get mad at people for pointing out the obvious. But here we are. And it always happens on the left. Just like some of these men that dress up as women. Now, let me say this. There are some trans people out there. I can't tell. If the trans person walks, upon me, and it is a male that looks just like a female, I will say she and her, because that's what I see. Right? That's what I see. Some people do a great job at it. But there are some guys out there that dress up as females that still have a full-on beard. They look like males in every stretch of imagination. Right? And then so when you point out the obvious that they are men, then they get upset about it. But it's like, you know, I don't know why we've got some people in this country that just don't want to live in reality. If you're old, you're old. And if you're a man, you're a man. Okay? I'm not going to play the game with you. I won't play it. And I have to note, because I saw this even on the WCBM Facebook, because they shared one of my posts yesterday for the radio station. There is this post that is still going around. And I mentioned this, I think, 2 weeks ago. There are some people very upset with my comment on this post because this woman was giving a tour of her house. And she's making this post like she's so excited that she and her husband have separate bedrooms. Okay. Now, I'm not going to judge if you have separate bedrooms. Whatever works for you, works for you. Well, you know, this young woman, she then goes into her husband's bedroom and she shows that he has like this game console, like all set up. So he's got like the chair with the speakers in the back. Like it's set up like a teenager, basically, right? This is not what a grown man has. Now, could some have it? Sure. Excuse me, sure. But it's set up like a teenager lives there. That's what his room looks like. And so I commented on the video and I was like, oh, well, now this makes perfect sense. You're married to a boy. That's not a man, right? And I didn't say it just like that. I was like, you know what? And now I can see why you have separate bedrooms after seeing, you know, the video game setup. When your husband wants to grow up, let us all know. That's what I said. Well, believe it or not, there are so many people that are upset with me right now on Facebook. But I'm not apologizing for this comment. I am not. I am not. Now, there are other people on the same post, and they're like, yeah, this is a bit overboard. You got separate bedrooms, and he's spending hours a day on this video game setup. I mean, come on. Come on. And then there's other people say, well, Kim Klasick, maybe that's just a hobby. It could be a hobby. That's great. But the wife has already told us that they have separate bedrooms and he loves to be on his game, you know, council or whatever that thing is. He loves to do it hours of the day. I'm sorry, you married a boy. That is not a man. And I know that some people will take offense to that. I'm not backing down from it. That's just how I feel. That's my opinion. Last time I checked, you can give your opinion on social media. Well, anyways, I, you know, there's lots going on today. Lots going on. We are going to get into the sidestep program for sure. I do want you guys to weigh in on this because I think many of you felt the way that I did. We were hoping, we were praying some of the numbers were true in regards to juveniles that were involved in violent crimes. We knew for a fact when DJS Secretary Vincent Schiraldi, when he went to Annapolis and he spoke in front of the General Assembly, and he said, you know, these are his words. He said that these are not repeat offenders that we're dealing with in the juvenile system. Now, almost every state's attorney across the state, and remember, they're Democrats, and even some of the Republicans, their eyebrows raised. Like, wait, what? What are you talking about? You see, the police officers, the officers know, they're arresting the same kids over and over again. But the difference is here is, you know, some of these kids aren't being technically arrested. Some of them are being put in the sidestep program. Some of these kids aren't being detained. They're being taken home. And they have these ankle monitors. And then we found out with the sidestep program, some of these kids are getting paid more than minimum wage just to be what they call a DJS intern. Now, you're probably wondering, well, what do they do over there? God knows. Okay? Only God knows. Because I could not find, and I searched for this last night, I could not find where, you know, you could see, I guess, just the work hours of a DJS intern. Like, I don't know how many hours they have to put in. And I could not find what their duties are. Okay? I have no idea what they do, and I have no idea how many hours of a day or a week that they have to do it. All I know is that they have this ankle monitor system on, the box, as they call it in the streets, and they're getting paid more than minimum wage. That's all you can find. That's all you can find on this. And so we're going to get into this when we get back because this is, I think, a bombshell of a story. I do hope that this goes national. I think I mentioned yesterday the post that I put out when it comes to Governor Wes Moore claiming juvenile crime is down. And then also the woman in Howard County that lost her life because four juveniles decided to steal a car and drive recklessly down a Howard County road. Well, anyways, when I posted that and I looked at that post this morning, I mean, I'm nearing at this point, I think it's over 200,000 views on this. Okay? This should be a national story. Because while you have Governor Wes Moore hanging out at The View and The Breakfast Club and all these other things out of state, you have a serious problem in state that he has been lying about. Just let all of that sink in. So we're going to talk about this when we get back. If you want to weigh in, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I want you to imagine losing the ability to hear someone say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp, your favorite song with old friends, or excuse me, your favorite song or conversations with old friends, or listening to Kim Klasick live? Look, losing your hearing takes a toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. Now, this kind of suffering sounds familiar, and I hope that it does not. No matter what your age, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100. You see, Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan, and they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Now, Audiology Associates is the trusted name of Maryland, and they have been for over 44 years. They have offices throughout the Baltimore metro area. All you have to do is call 944-3100 or go online at www.aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100.
Don't miss out on the Memorial Day sale at Rescue Natural Supplements going on right now. With prices rising across the country, Rescue is rolling back pricing to the year 2010. Plus, enjoy their fantastic buy two bottles, get one free, and buy three bottles, get two free Memorial deals. Stock up on your favorites, save big with Rescue rollback pricing, and generous free bottle offers. Whether you're in need of 1250 omega-3s, cholesterol support, probiotics, or natural pain relief, everything is on sale. To order, call 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483 and speak to a Rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Don't miss this opportunity for huge savings in over 50 Rescue products to tackle your health goals. Remember, 2010 rollback prices and the Memorial Dales are going on now through May the 29th. So go shop res-q.com. That's res-q.com today for your Rescue Natural Supplements Memorial Day sale.
Hey, it's Chuck Whitaker, inviting you to a night of crabs, claws, and a whole lot of laughs at my expense. Join us for WCBM's first ever Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions, Friday, June 20th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. We're talking all-you-can-eat crabs, great folks, and a no-holds-barred roast where Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and the rest of the crew are lining up to take their best shots at yours truly. I'm the main course, and trust me, they're bringing the heat.
The Sean Hannity Show.
For anybody that has ever wanted limited government and more freedom, this is probably the only opportunity that we will have in our lifetime to get rid of waste and fraud and abuse. And they're talking about cutting $2 trillion. I think they're serious as hell, and I think it will happen as long as Republican lawmakers go along with what their recommendations are. Those recommendations are expected on July 4th of 2026.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're talking about juvenile crime. Yes, that's right. Juvenile crime is continuing to be on the rise here in the state of Maryland, but we've had elected officials lying to we the people, the taxpayers, about this for over a year now. It's astonishing, but not. I do have a text here from our friend, Firefighter John. John says, good morning, Kim. The Mattress Warehouse was the former Ward's Bakery. It was built in 1928. There were many attempts over the years to repurpose it. From an adult medical daycare facility was one attempted repurpose. Then a church was using a portion of it, and then it sat vacant again. The latest occupant strips down old mattresses and refurbishes them to sell at a discount price. It was loaded with these mattresses, both old and new. Thankfully, nobody was hurt, and the building obviously needs to be demolished. Firefighter John. Thank you, John. Yeah, I was looking at some of the videos and some of the pictures. That video definitely needs to go. But you know what? This is another point, I think, on the city, because when you demolish some of these places, and we've seen this with the vacant homes that we demolish, then you end up with, like, these, you know, just vacant fields or parking lots. And that looks, in my view, just as bad. Because you have nobody moving in, whether it's a company or even, you know, if you have homeowners moving in, you just don't really have it. And it's so bizarre to me. It really is bizarre that for some reason the leadership in Baltimore has done absolutely nothing. And I will say Congressman Quayce and Fume as well. They've done absolutely nothing to get more job opportunities, careers, more businesses, more corporations into the Baltimore region. Because it's not like they don't have space. You got the space. But they have done nothing to do so. So, anyways, thank you so much, John, for that update. Like I said, we were talking about juvenile crime. Real quick, because Mark was hanging on the line, I want to go ahead and get to Mark here. Mark, in Baltimore, did you want to weigh in on juvenile crime?
Yes, good morning, and Shalom. First of all, hope everyone had a meaningful Mother's Day observance earlier this week. Let me just tell you this. You can talk about all the crime figures you want, how many juveniles were charged, this, that, or the other thing. But what about the parents? If a lot of them lack a father figure, a lot of them don't have a stable home to go to at night and so forth. So what are you going to do about the family structure? How are you going to help out the parents? Most of them being raised by grandparents or aunts or uncles and all that. Don't you think there's... we can also spend some time on the social aspects, not only the fighting crime and all that, but helping these families out, because that's the mainstay of the family, you know, you train them while they're young. So what's being done with that?
Yeah.
Seriously.
No, Mark, that's a great point. Let me ask you quick, Mark, if I could.
Yes.
Do you think the parents should be charged in some of these cases?
Possibly. That is, because they have the responsibility, as we understand, in our Jewish teachings and all that. You know, the honor, you know, keep us up our aim to honor your mother and father. But the parents also have the responsibility of raising up young ones, train them up. There's a verse from the Torah, I believe, train them up so that they will be responsible, be good parents in their days that will be coming. So the point is that they should have some responsibility. Because what's happening is the parents, some of the parents are, you know, are getting drunk, they're gambling on drugs, whatever. Whose fault is that? I don't want to get into all that, okay? Oh, I'm concerned about there is no father figure, there's no family. The community breaks down because there's no stability on either the young or the old alike. And both the young and the adults should pay some sort of responsibility as a community and as individuals. What do you think about that?
No, absolutely, Mark. I think you hit the nail on the head. Thank you so much for weighing in.
You too, and shalom. Okay,
yep,
bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you. I hope you have a great week. I mean, look, it's very important, I think. And anybody can look back in history and say that that's where things changed, obviously, when you had less fathers in the home or just in these kids' life in general. And I say this all the time. It's not even that the mom and dad have to live in the same home. But if you are able to co-parent in a way that makes sense, right, where you still have mom, she's the nurturing one, you still got dad, he's a disciplinarian. You know, when you still have that aspect and that unity that you can have to raise those kids, you know, I think it's fine. You know, I think it's fine. But at the same time, it's like, you know, both parents have to step up. I want to say, even when it comes to charging the parents, I know, you know, some of you don't feel the same way I do on it. I think the parents should be charged in some of these cases, not just that. It seems to me there's been a lot of focus on just the mom. With these cases, I think both of the parents should be charged. I think both of the parents should be charged. You know, you might have an absentee father, but if this is a situation where, you know, the mother has tried her best to co-parent, I mean, you got to take it case by case, I'm sure. But why would the father just skate free on something like this just because he decided that he doesn't want to be in that kid's life? I don't think that's fair to just put that all on the mother. I don't know. Maybe you guys feel differently about it. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. I've got Kurt in Edgewater. Kurt, did you want to weigh in on the juvenile crime?
Well, I just wanted to talk about Democrats lie constantly because they have to. They never tell the truth because otherwise they're going to expose how radical and evil they are. I was really surprised last week when one of your callers actually admitted he was a Bernie Sanders follower. They don't ever admit they're communists.
Yeah.
And,
oh yeah.
And they lie constantly because they have to.
Yeah. Yeah, Kurt, you're right about that. Thank you so much for weighing in. I hope that you have a great week. And speaking of that situation with Bernie Sanders, remember we played that clip last week with Bernie Sanders on Fox News with Bret Baier, and Bret Baier was like, "Don't you think it's kind of hypocritical of you?" When you're flying around in private jets, you know, you're looking at over, what was it, $250,000 at this point? And he's talking about going after the wealthy, and he's like, well, no, I have to use those jets. I have to get around to all these rallies. I do about 5 rallies a week. It's like, dude, no, it's not mandatory, okay? It's not mandatory. You don't have to do 5 rallies a week. All right, coming up next, I'm going to get into some of this audio here so you can hear from State Attorney Ivan Bates when it comes to the sidestep program. Mackenzie Frost at Fox 45 has a story. I think she did a great job on this report. We'll talk about it coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Inflation cooled in April, even after some of President Trump's tariffs took effect. Consumer prices rose 0.2% last month, pushing inflation to 2.3% from a year ago. The report shows a decline in grocery and gas prices. The Trump administration admitted 59 white South Africans to the U.S. yesterday, even as it limits refugee admissions for the rest of the world. As a result, the Episcopal Church's Migration Service is refusing to help resettle white South Africans granted the refugee status, citing the church's long-standing commitment to racial justice and reconciliation. The faith-based ministry also is halting its decades-long partnership with the government. U.S. Special Mideast Envoy Steve Witkoff met privately with families of hostages in Tel Aviv earlier today. This is SRN News.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds and Twins tonight between the Raindrops at Camden Yards. The left-hander, Kate Povich, will take the hill at 6:35. Here's Povich asked a couple weeks back if the Birds were on the verge of turning it around.
I mean, I've said it, I think, all year. We know we're a good team. It's going to come. It was a crappy month. Month's over. Ready to turn around.
Birds are 3-6 since. They're 8 back now of the Yanks. Fox Sports' Jordan Schultz reporting the Ravens were contacted by the Cowboys a couple weeks back when Dallas went looking to acquire a receiver. Rashad Bateman was the object of their desire. The Ravens said no thank you, and the Cowboys moved on to George Pickens. And finally, journalism, the early favorite, as post positions were announced yesterday for Preakness 150. 9 horses will compete in Saturday's race. Bob Baffert's entry, goal-oriented, slotted on the rail. Derby favorite Journalism will fire out of the number 2 gate. And American Promise, son of Triple Crown winner Justify, slotted in at number 3. Coming up in 30 minutes, another great moment in Preakness history. And that is Stein on Sports.
It is a soggy stretch of weather. Low pressure, slow moving, bringing us widespread rain, heavy rain at times. Temperatures cooler as a result. 70 the high today. Rain continues tonight. We've got some showers tomorrow morning and then a break in the rain in the afternoon. 75 tomorrow. Only a slight chance of a shower Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Enjoy year-round savings with energy-efficient home appliances. BGE has rebates to save you up to $1,600 on an Energy Star certified heat pump water heater and up to $100 in instant discounts on other appliances. Learn more at BGESmartEnergy.com.
Spring is here. Don't let stiff or achy joints hold you back. Rescue Natural Supplements is proud to bring you Rescue Glyco Plus. This incredible supplement is specially formulated to support joint comfort and flexibility with a powerful blend of green-lipped muscle complex and UC2 collagen. This unique combination helps maintain healthy cartilage and promote smoother, more comfortable joint movement. Right now, Glyco Plus will be buy one, get one free for anyone with our exclusive radio code. Just use the code RELIEF to double up your order for free. Again, that's RELIEF, RELIEF. Call today, 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, and speak with a knowledgeable rescue product consultant. You can also use the code online when you visit res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Get back into action with less pain and more comfort. Again, use the code RELIEF to buy one, get one free on Rescue Glyco Plus.
Jim Barbie and White Marsh and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer a cost-effective solution to your present engine and transmission trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting life into your present vehicle. Let Jim Barbie Automotive install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and premium service plan. Call Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right, we're talking about juvenile crime. I know we talk about it a lot. I know. But we've got some new details that have been revealed thanks to a little bit of investigative work by Mackenzie Frost. She was talking to State's Attorney Ivan Bates. I guess, you know what, because I was trying to figure out, you know, how we were able to hear from Mayor Brandon Scott and the State of the City address and then hear that we, as in Baltimore, is not in the top 10 most dangerous cities. And I looked at that and I was like, wait a minute, what? There's got to be a rebuttal here. And I kept thinking maybe State's Attorney Ivan Bates would come forward and comment on it. But apparently he was having surgery. So he's doing well now, and that's why he is now making his rounds and doing these interviews. But apparently he was out of commission for just a bit, because I was waiting to hear if anybody was going to bucket the numbers. And I kept thinking there's got to be somebody that knows the real numbers. And we even talked about the fact that the FBI, if you ever look at the numbers they report for crime in Baltimore, it's not the same as what the city itself reports. The data dashboard in Baltimore City is completely different from the crime numbers the FBI has. And so I always say go with the FBI on this one. All right, I got some sound here from this interview that Mackenzie Frost did with State's Attorney Ivan Bates as they were talking about the Sidestep program. I want you to take a good listen because, again, a lot of people did not know that this program even existed.
Juvenile crime continues to be a concern for many.
At this point, the kids have caused tens of thousands of damage.
In the city, Mayor Brandon Scott and his Office of Neighborhood Safety and Engagement, or MONSE, launched a diversion program for certain crimes like larceny, malicious destruction of property, and drug possession. Prior to this year, a crime connected to stolen vehicles was also a qualifying offense.
Well, unauthorized use is the most used case that we're probably seeing in the system in many ways right now.
Baltimore City's top prosecutor Ivan Bates says his office only found out about the Sidestep program earlier this year when a case involving a stolen car came before his office. In an email chain reviewed by Fox 45 News, Bates' office made it clear in October a juvenile would be facing motor vehicle theft charges. But in April of this year, MONSE asked BPD why a Sidestep participant needed to attend a court hearing, according to the emails, writing, "Once a youth agrees to participate in Sidestep, their charge is withheld and not forwarded for prosecution." According to calendar invitations and emails from BPD reviewed by Fox 45 News, two members of the city state's attorney's office have been in communication with MONSE and BPD about Sidestep, but Bates says that just started earlier this year.
We didn't find anything about Sidestep until my office received the case.
MONSE telling Fox 45 News last week, unauthorized use is no longer a qualifying crime for Sidestep, but it still leaves Bates with questions.
And if you're diverting young people who steal cars or in stolen cars with unauthorized use, what about the victim? Has Sidestep not followed the law in terms of reporting? And if that's the case, how many cases are there?
We reached back out to MONSE Monday asking how many cases involving all qualifying crimes were deferred to the Sidestep program since it began. Can you please provide those details by year and by specific crime? Meanwhile,
a number of people are saying juvenile arrests are down. But if the police are arresting you and diverting you, it's still an arrest. We can't say that's down.
So there you have it. That's how they're able to fudge these numbers. Now, I want to read to you, and I'm going to get to the phone lines here because I know you want to weigh in. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I want to read to you, a post that... let's see, what was this? This was yesterday, yes, at 11:24 a.m., just yesterday. Now, Carter Elliott, he is the spokesperson. He's a press secretary for Governor Wes Moore. This is a post that he put out yesterday as this story was breaking. It says, Maryland is seeing violent crime and non-fatal shootings at the lowest rate in a decade. After 8 straight years of 300-plus homicides in Baltimore, we see historic drops, the lowest rates in over a decade. Juvenile crime numbers in murder, auto theft, and carjacking are all down. Again, that's the press secretary for Governor Wes Moore. Governor Wes Moore had a similar, almost, you know, to the T, he had a similar post last week. And I would assume Carter Elliott most likely runs his social media. So these things coming out as Governor Wes Moore most likely are coming from Carter. I can't say if that's true or not, but usually the governor doesn't do his own social media. Well, anyways, so they are saying this, and he said this as of 11:24 a.m. yesterday. Then the story dropped. And there's no way they didn't have a heads up on this. Right? Because as you heard there, Mackenzie Frost, she had already began making phone calls and asking questions, even when it comes to MONSE. So that's another piece of this. Remember when we used to talk about Shantae Jackson when she was the head of MONSE? And then she left all of a sudden, right? And she left. When did she leave? She left right after Police Commissioner Harrison, or was it right before? They kind of left around the same time. Well, this diversion program was in place at that time. And both she and Commissioner Harrison would have known all about it and most likely used it. See, this is a major problem, okay? This is a complete and total failure on leadership. And not only that, they are purposely, intentionally lying to the public about juvenile crime. So again, my question has always come down to, you know, are you shocked that these officials are lying about the crime? Probably not, but I would love to hear from you. And then also, why are they okay with lying about this? We see kids killing kids. We see kids killing innocent motorists as they're driving down the street. We see all of these things happening surrounding the juvenile crime. What on earth? Is it just the money that they're making off of this? Is that why they're allowing this to continue? Is that why they're even going above and beyond to lie about these numbers? I honestly can't figure it out. If you think about it, it's sick. It's really sick. How could you be fine with this? And so you're lying, you're sending these kids home, whether they're on the ankle monitoring system, the box as they call it or not. They know that you're not even actually watching them. And if they're interns, as they say at DJS, with another part of this program, they for hell know that you're not watching them. They work there. They know exactly what they're doing at DJS. They know what's going on behind the scenes. They're probably in the meetings and getting the emails on what they're working on and how they're allowing juveniles to do whatever the heck they want. The juveniles are getting the heads up on how to be criminals. How is this okay? This is probably one of the most bizarre stories I've ever heard in Baltimore City. And that's saying a lot. I've got Anthony in Columbia. Anthony, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I've been following the conversation. Two callers ago said something to the effect of, what about the state? And what is the state doing regarding these families? I interpreted that he wanted to know what the state was doing to help raise these families. That was my interpretation. And I immediately called because there is no place for the state. There's no place for the government when it comes to raising our families. There just isn't.
Yeah.
You know, all you have to do is look at the welfare state and what it's done to the black family in America. So, you know, if you're out there, caller, think about it. Think about that. Anyway, yeah. That's my... Oh,
yep.
One other small thing. Different subject. Maybe you can help on this. I know that the price of crude is down. But it seems like the price of gas, a gallon of gasoline in Maryland seems to be going up.
Yeah, I noticed that too, Anthony. Yeah, I was so yeah.
It's got to be the taxes. But have they already slipped them in? Because I thought they hadn't been signed off on yet.
Yeah, no, I see that we still have the Maryland gas tax for sure. But I was wondering about that too. Is it just here? That's my other question. Is it just in Maryland, or are they seeing this on the nationwide level? I don't know. I'm not sure.
Anyway, thank you.
Thank you, Anthony. I appreciate you. Yeah, that is a good question. Because I was out at the gas station, I guess that was 2 days ago. And I said, I saw that, and I don't know where, you know, many of you live that will listen to the show, but I saw that it was again above $3 a gallon. But then I was thinking, all right, well, maybe, possibly, the payoff, possibly it's not just Maryland. I'm not going to point the finger at Maryland. Even though we have taxes and fees on absolutely everything, I decided I was not going to do that. But that is a good question. You know, when it comes to the families and the involvement, yes, the government does not have the moral dimension to be able to raise children. It doesn't have it. So when we ask the mother to marry the government rather than the father of her children, we incentivize that. Many women took advantage of it. I mean, if you can think about some of the positions that these women were in, you can understand why they took advantage of it. But now we're to the point where it's hard to go back and come to a point of return. But if you have, right at the state level, right, if you have DJS, if you have the governor, if you have the mayor of Baltimore, if they are all together and coordinating on how to lie about all of this, trust and believe you will never, ever, ever come upon a solution. Because they are just fine with hiding all of this. I got another piece of audio here that I wanted to play for you. And this is, again, from the same interview with Mackenzie Frost and State Attorney Ivan Bates, because I did learn just a bit more. Take a listen.
Is there concern that that data is not accurate given the diversion programs and how some of that information is translated?
1,000%. Where my team is seeing an influx of juveniles being arrested, now DJS is telling the world that the arrests are down. However, if their police are arresting them and they're diverting them, it's still an arrest. That would mean DJS was not properly giving us the information, which means their data is flawed and we could not rely on their data.
We're also asking Monzi if it tracks the recidivism rates of the juveniles diverted through Sidestep. And if so, what does that data show? So far, no answers from Monzi.
Now, I also have questions out to the Baltimore Police Department trying to get more information about how victims are involved in these cases when they are diverted and if the information is appropriately sent to the Department of Juvenile Services. A BPD spokesperson acknowledged our questions and said they were working on getting us a response. So far, we don't have it, but we'll bring it to you when we do.
All right, and that's Mackenzie Frost again with Fox 45. So this also makes it very clear, because we've talked about this in the past. Whenever you had a press conference and you had, say, Mayor Brandon Scott, and at the time it was Police Commissioner Harrison, or even the one now, Police Commissioner Worley, we all laughed and chuckled a bit because we saw that Mayor Brandon Scott would basically tell the commissioner what to say at these press conferences. He would also intercept some of the questions while he was there on stage. And so we would kind of laugh about it, like, well, this is crazy, right? Is Mayor Scott the alpha male and then we've got beta commissioners? That's how I felt about it. But now it makes more sense why he was responding for those commissioners, because they all had to be on the same page with this lie. And so if you would have had Commissioner Worley or Commissioner Harrison, if they were really talking truthfully about juvenile crimes and juvenile arrest, again, it would have put some kind of thorn in this whole entire Sidestep program where they're fudging the numbers. So now it makes it even more clear why he would not allow the commissioners to speak and answer some of these questions from the press. I've got Lori in Dundalk. Lori, did you want to weigh in?
Yes. Good morning, and how are you?
Good morning.
I have to say, when I was growing up, my aunt used to have a saying. If she didn't agree with something my mother had said, she would say, one's lying and the other one's trying to tell the truth. And it was just so funny. It was her way of saying, you know, you're full of it or something. But, you know, I've said it 5,000 times. Having been a cop long, 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 long time ago, you know, we are not doing anything helpful to these kids. We're not. I mean, moms, dads who's letting your kids run loose, you know, really? You know, we have to look at the, you know, we have to see all the pictures of the kid that did something bad, you know, laid out because they were killed by a cop or, you know, somebody had a gun and they shot back.
Yeah.
What about the parents that lose their children every day or the old people that can't walk down the street carrying a pizza without something happening to them? The man that died crossing the street and he got a stick out. And, you know, what do they say? You bring a stick to a knife fight, and I bring, you know. I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah.
And we are allowing it. You know, the thugs are taking us over, and it's not fair.
Yeah.
Maryland is going to have nothing but look like a state from another country if they don't get it together.
Yeah. Lori, I'm right there with you. Thank you so much.
It's dangerous.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing. I agree with you. Unfortunately, you know, it's hard to tell who's doing all the lying and then who doesn't really know what's going on, right? You would have to believe that every top official knows that this has been going on because they've been keeping the secret together. Real quick, we're going to take a break here and then we get back. We're going to continue this conversation. But I just want to let you know the first vice president of IAFF Local 734 Baltimore Firefighters, Mike, will join us at the top of the hour to give us an update on what's going on in that warehouse fire in West Baltimore.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
An illegal alien who allegedly tried to rape a four-year-old girl in Virginia was cleared for release by a prosecutor in a Democratic-run Fairfax County. ISIS swooped in to take custody of this illegal accused of trying to kidnap and rape a four-year-old after Fairfax County prosecutors dropped the case against this individual, a Honduran immigrant being held by ICE at Caroline Detention Center, Caroline County. According to court documents, a man broke into the home of where this four-year-old and her mother were asleep in separate beds in a room. The mother woke to see the window blinds rustling and heard the girl yelling, and from the living room, the girl said a big man grabbed her from her bed and tried to carry her out, but apparently abandoned the plans when she started screaming.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Attention retirement savers. J.P. Morgan predicts a 2025 recession as tariffs rattle markets. According to Forbes, 2025 recession risks just increased significantly. And Ray Dalio warns of a more serious global breakdown. That's why thousands of hardworking Americans are turning to the award-winning precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you could get unlimited bonus silver if you qualify. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD to find out how you can help diversify your savings tax and penalty-free today. Help protect what you've worked so hard for before it's too late. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD. That's HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
There's no time like the present to get your HVAC system looked at. Ensure your home's comfort this season and let a BGE-certified technician service your equipment at no additional cost. Visit BGESmartEnergy.com/tuneup.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years, on the web at maflaw.com.
All right, don't forget, coming up at the top of the hour, we'll be joined by the Baltimore City Fire Department's union. 7:34. The vice president, he's going to update us on the warehouse fire in West Baltimore. And we'll get a current update on that. Again, to all those that are responding, please stay safe. We were talking about juvenile crime before the break. We'll talk about it even after we speak to the fire department. But I've got Marty in Parkville. Marty, did you want to weigh in on juvenile crime as well?
Yeah, Kim.
I'm trying to wonder who charges these youths. Because is it DJS that's filing the charges? Is it the state's attorney? Is it the police? Because it seems to me they're charging him with a misdemeanor, unauthorized use of a motor vehicle. Why aren't they charging him with grand theft auto, which is a felony?
Yeah, well, and that's a good question, Marty, because I thought, and I was under the impression that they didn't want that to be a felony in the state of Maryland. And I thought that's what Ivan Bates was fighting for this last session.
Well, unauthorized use is sort of like you drop your car off at the valet and he drives it around the town, and it's coming back to you. These kids have no intention of giving the car back to you.
Right.
And last week there was a post from BPD. There was a youth that was involved in a strong-arm robbery, attempted robbery. And if you read down into the thing, they didn't charge her with attempted robbery. They charged her with second-degree assault. Once again, a misdemeanor and not a felony like attempted robbery.
Yeah, no, that's a good question.
I mean, if they're not charged appropriately, I mean, who's making these decisions to charge these kids with misdemeanors when they're committing felonies?
No, that's a great question, because it sounded to me, and Marty, you might, you know, have heard it differently, but it sounded to me when they talked to Stephanie Mavronis at Monzi, it sounds like they were making the decision alongside DJS. It to me, it sounded like the cops nor the state's attorneys were involved in this decision-making.
Well, that to me, that's the state's attorney's job to decide how to charge these kids.
Right, it should be.
And to take it to court, and it should, if the court wants to lower the charges or the state's attorney wants to, it shouldn't be a non-elected bureaucrat that's making these decisions not to charge these kids.
100%. Marty, so, thank you so much.
One thing real quick about the gas prices.
Yeah.
If I had to speculate, they're probably reformulating the gas for summer gas, and that price is incorporated into what you're paying at the pump.
Gotcha. That makes sense. Marty, thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. You know what? And that is what state's attorney was saying in that second clip of the sidestep. He said that he wasn't even receiving all of the data or the paperwork on some of these juveniles that they were bringing in. So it was even difficult for them to even charge them at all or even decide on how they would charge these individuals. Because, again, it sounds like, and this is, we have to assume because we don't have all the answers here, it sounds like Monzi, along with DJS, they're making the decisions on what to charge these kids with. And as Marty pointed out, that's not their decision to decide. But since they're doing that and they're sidestepping them, they're allowed to fudge the numbers with their data dashboard, which is what the governor and everybody else is going off of. And that's why they're saying juvenile crime is down. All right, coming up next, we'll hear from the fire department union and also talk about the sport.
Is your home ready for the season ahead at Metropolitan?